So let's take the first question. Assalamu alaikum. You said that in Surah Fusilat, chapter number 41, verse number 53, that God will show His signs in the horizon until we know that this is the truth. Then why is the whole world not Muslim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, verse number 99, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, all would have believed in the world entirely. That means if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed, He could have made all the people on earth believe in Him, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this life, it is a test for the hereafter. If everyone would have been Muslims, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made everyone accept Islam, then where lies the test? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is Allah who has created death and life to test which of you are good in deeds. So this life, it is a test for the hereafter. And we human beings, we have been given a free will to either do the right things, to either do righteous deeds, or to do bad deeds. We have the free will. It depends upon us human beings, what path we choose. So this life, it is a test for the hereafter. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, He could have made the entire world accept Islam. Now there are various reasons why a person, he may not embrace Islam. There are many people who know that Islam, it is the correct way of life, but yet they are persistent and they do not embrace Islam. Now what are the reasons? There are various reasons. For example, a person, if he wants to embrace Islam, he may think that he will have to leave his previous lifestyle. He will have to change his previous lifestyle. For example, he will have to stop having alcohol, he will have to stop having pork. The woman, she may think that she will have to start wearing the hijab. So all these things, a person may think that they are obstacles. That's the reason a person, he may not embrace Islam. But the moment a person realizes that Islam, it is the correct way of life, he should immediately accept Islam. The first and the most important thing is entering into the fold of Islam. Later on, the practice can come gradually. But the most important thing is believing in one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you're doing da'wah, the first thing, the primary thing that you need to focus on, it is tawheed, that is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you do not talk about tawheed, all your da'wah, it is useless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 48, and Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse number 116, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. That if Allah pleases, He may forgive any sin, but the sin of shirk, He will not forgive. So this life, it is a test for the hereafter. If Allah wanted, He could have made the entire world embrace Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is testing us human beings. And this life, it is a test for the hereafter. And those people who succeed in this test, they will have the eternal reward. They will attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will enter the gardens of paradise.